great to have our FFA members with us this week and National FFA Week, celebrating it all week long. And so we started out with Trigg County, now Hopkinsville FFA. They've already been on the radio one time. They're in here with us as well. So Hopkinsville FFA members are with us this morning. And Julie Gillum and Aaron Stallings, the advisors, we'll talk with them in just a second. But let's start off with some of our officers. And who wants to start off first? Anybody wants to go first?
Step on up.
Yes, right. I will start.
Good. Yes.
Tell us what you and what's your name and what you do. What's your office?
I'm Bailey Kington, and I'm in 12th grade, and I'm the president of our chapter.
All right. Sounds good. Congratulations, Madam President. What are some of the things you guys are doing this week for FFA Week?
We have so many events planned. So last night we had our chapter bonfire, and also a few of us here, they attended church with me at Southside Church of Christ.
Nice. Nice.
And then we're going to go eat breakfast after this today. And then we're going to kick off on Wednesday when we go back to school with some competitions to prepare us for our speaking day and Parley, our Parley team.
Sounds good. So other things you have going on this week, what else you do this week?
Thursday, we're going to provide lunches for our advisors for Ag Teacher Appreciation Day. And then Friday, we have a muddy truck contest. And we also have a tour at Agrichem.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So a lot of fun for FFA week.
Yes.
Huh?
We've had enough rain lately, and we got a couple of days this week. That should work out.
It really, really worked out good for Muddy Truck Week, for sure. So tell me a little bit about, what's your SAE? What are you doing in the FFA?
I have a few SAEs. I like to branch it out. So I'll highlight on my, like, dogs that I take care of. Small Animal Care is one of my SAEs, and I have two labs. And there are a lot of maintenance. And then I also, we like to throw this in there, I also do some balloons for like events and stuff. And some events that I have coming up are Farm Day, I'm doing balloons for. And then I'm also going to put up a balloon arch for our banquet that I'm so excited to plan for.
Nice, awesome. Nice. It sounds like a lot of fun. Big, keep you busy, right?
Yes, it does. I've been really busy.
That's a good thing. Yeah, some remember balloons. You can remember.
Yes.
Call you.
Never disappoints.
That's right. Exactly right. Who's your vice president? Who wants to talk next?
She is out of town, but okay. I'll hand it off to Allison, the Sentinel.
Okay. Allison, tell us a little bit about you and what do you do in the FFA?
I'm the Sentinel. I'm a senior, and I just keep everyone welcome, and I assist Bailey, the president, whenever she needs my help.
Allison Luttrell, tell me a little bit about what's your SAE? What do you do in the FFA?
My SAE is Ag Business. I actually co-op at Agrichem right now, which is where we're going to tour on Friday, and I love it there. I couldn't ask for better.
What have you learned about Ag Business since you've been working out in the business world?
Well, I do a bunch of filing. I enter some stuff into the system, and I just kind of run around and help out with whatever they need. So
wonderful.
Just kind of like a little office assistant.
Great place to work.
Yeah, it really is. I love it there.
You learn a lot there for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Who wants to be next? Who's next?
Faith. She can.
Faith, hello. Good morning to you. Tell us a little bit about you. What do you do in the FFA?
Well, I'm Faith Foles. I'm a 12th grader, and I'm the reporter for us.
You don't know about the name Joe Foles, do you?
That's my uncle.
Your uncle. I thought maybe.
And yeah.
Your dad is Tony?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Grew up with those guys, so they probably told you that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could tell all kinds of great stories over the years. But tell us a little bit about, what's your SAE? What do you do in the FFA?
So for mine, I have a family-owned sweet corn. So we grow sweet corn, and I help pick it and cook it with my mom.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
What's the toughest part of the sweet corn business?
Well, this year we didn't grow as much as we could this year, so just rebounding from that is probably what we're going to do this year.
What's harder, planning or picking?
Picking.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I have to go out there and do it myself with my brother.
Oh, yeah. It's never a fun time in the cornfield, is it?
No.
When you're picking corn. So, well, congratulations. Keep up the good work in the FFA, okay?
Thank you.
Who else is now? Who's next this morning?
I'm Hannah Thorson. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm the secretary.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what do you do in the FFA?
I mainly, for my SAE, my mammal actually started growing a greenhouse in a nursery. I have, over the years, started with GSP breeding, German Shorthair breeding, and Labrador breeding. Me and my dad kind of got into the bird dog business.
Really?
And we have kind of continued with that over the years. Over the years, it's kind of went down. Now the prices have went up and went down continuously.
How'd you get into bird dog business? Why'd you use that?
Me and my dad love hunting. Over the years, we've just hunted all the time that we can, and even when we can or can't, we just always try to go out and go what we can do. And we kind of got into, instead of buying, we kind of got into breeding.
fun thing to do with your dad. I want a neat project, neat SAE. So,
very much.
Well, thank you very much. Good job. Who else is next this morning? Who wants to be next? What's your name?
I'm Haley Jars. I'm a junior.
Okay.
And I'm just a committee chair.
Committee chair. Tell us what's your SAE? What do you do in the FFA?
Well, I don't have an SAE yet, but I just really help out the officers and help out as much as I can with our committee and stuff like that.
What got you involved in the FFA? Why get started in the FFA?
Well, last year I was new to the school, and I was taking ad classes, and my advisor, Mr. Stallings, was like, why don't you join FFA, you know? And since then, I've gained so many new friendships and opportunities, and I've learned so many new skills.
All right. Thanks. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. Who else is next? I think one more young lady back here. Come on, tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what you do.
Hi, I'm Beth McKenzie, and I'm a committee chair.
Okay.
I pretty much just help out the officer team as much as possible with anything they need, and I pretty much just help with everything.
What's your SAE project? What do you do?
I do not have an SAE yet.
Well, how'd you get involved in FFA? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my freshman year of high school, I was kind of like nervous, and I didn't really know that many people, so I joined as many clubs as possible, and this is my favorite one that I stuck with and stayed with.
Wonderful.
Good luck as you're in the FFA in the future, okay? And who's next?
My name's Jerry Jones. I'm in 11th grade.
And what do you do?
I'm a committee chair.
Committee chair, okay. Tell us a little bit about what do you do in the FFA? What's your...
My SAE project, I take care of the school's chickens. Make sure I clean the pens, gather the eggs, feed them, water them, make sure everything's good.
I like that. I know you guys have your own FFA project there, FFA project there at the school, which is pretty neat, huh?
Yes, sir.
How'd you get involved in the FFA? Just to buy the chickens, or?
I was new last year as well.
Okay.
And so I had an ad class last year, and then they just said, might as well join. So it's
I like that. I like that. So, all right, come over, Mr. Stallings and Miss Gillum. Come over and tell us a little bit about what you guys do, and what do each of you teach? You got about a minute or so. What do each of you teach in the FFA?
You go ahead. I'll go first. We both teach principles of ag, which is the introductory agriculture course. And then I teach one greenhouse class, which kind of poses a challenge at our school, seeing as we don't have a greenhouse. But we have some plants growing indoors, some hydroponic units, things like that, that we're working with. One of my favorite classes to teach is dual credit course through Murray State University. And so we're in the top 10 schools in the state for the most kids enrolled in dual credit. So a lot of our kids will leave me with 12 college hours in ag from Murray State. So that's a really great opportunity for the kids. And so this semester we're working on animal science.
Right.
And so that's just been a good opportunity. And then I also teach ag employability and ag sales and marketing.
Sounds good. Aaron, real quickly, tell us what you teach.
For sure. I'd also, like Ms. Gillum said, have the principles of ag. Honestly, it's probably one of my favorites because you get a lot of freshmen in there. They're a lot of fun. They also are sometimes a headache, but they are a lot of fun. Then I also have an agri-power class that's, of course, you know, my uncle owns Stallings Auto Sales, so I'm giving him a shout-out right now. So maybe he'll give me a discount on a vehicle later. But no, really, I have an agri-power class that right now we're working on welding. We've been learning about engines, other parts relating to ag power. I have two animal science classes. Of course, that's kind of my realm. And then I had one class that in the fall, it was from called Small Animal Technology. So that was from August to December. When we came back in January, it's equine science. So if you know me, you know that is definitely my niche, and that's probably my favorite. Well, probably is right now my favorite, even though it's only a semester long. But, you know, horses are just what I do.
That's right. That's right. All right. Thank you guys very much. Hopkins Hill FFA with us this morning on the WKDZ Country Club.